Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. All right, so today we're talking about something that comes up quite frequently when I'm talking to coaching clients or people are doing a Q&A call, I'm doing live events, things like that. Basically, it's this idea of, Michelle, I've been struggling with, you know, XYZ. Here's my issue, my problem. Here are the things that I've worked on to solve this problem, to get better at this. I'll give you an example, forgiveness, right? I've forgiven this person. I've worked on this forgiveness with this person. And oh no, it's coming back, right? So whatever problem, issue, challenge they have, oh no, it's coming back. And so there's always this kind of underlying assumption that because whatever this issue is coming back, I didn't take care of it in the first place and there's something wrong with me. Now, this is not true. There's a lot that I can teach on this, but really what I want to talk to you about today is this idea of life in general will test us not to bring out our weaknesses, not to punish us, not to trick us. Okay, life is going to test us to help us discover who we are. Most often those things are, okay, let's say if you're in the workplace or you're in school, okay, where is your lack of knowledge? Where's your lack of skills, right? Not to punish you, but to say, okay, now what? Do we need to invest in some training? Do we need to get a tutor for school? Do we need to do some job crafting and say, that part of the job, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. We'll give that to someone else, okay? Life will also share various issues. So for example, with this forgiveness, maybe you have a relationship that you're kind of living in and the same issues are popping up over and over and over again. And you feel like you're taking the same test over and over. Well, you are in a sense. But the way that I look at it is kind of like a spiral. Think about a spiral staircase. If you were walking up the staircase, at several points, if you look down, you may seem to you that you're in the same place on the staircase, right? So if someone was at the top of the staircase looking down, and here you are, you're going around and around and around. Let's say you hit the same direction on each level of those stairs. The person from above is looking down and seeing, maybe you're at the same point, or even the person on the floor is looking, you're at the same point on the spiral. But in reality, that's not true. So you may be working on forgiveness, but it might be something different on this new rung of the spiral staircase. Also, tests usually come to us to reveal our character. Who are you? Who do you want to be? Right? So the test isn't so much the important thing. And that's really where the emphasis usually is when I'm talking with people, is talking about the reality of the situation and what is in front of them. That's important. We need to talk about that. However, the test is not what's important. The result is, right? And it's not in the way that you think it is. So for example, if you are in school and your teacher gives you a bad grade, right? Okay. That result is just a number, but what does that number signify? Well, it tells you exactly the things that you need to start working on, right? So I was talking to my son the other day. He is just getting ready to start the next round of school, which for him is called C school or power school. So really it's, he's gone through boot camp. He's gone through A school. A school was very classroom oriented, lots of math and science and physics and engineering principles. And his next round of schooling is power school. And power school is basically taking all of the things they learned in class and applying them in like the mechanical and engineering process. Because eventually he'll be using this in real life, right? And so we were talking about this idea of testing. And of course the Navy does teaching, learning, and guidance very different than the public school system. And so we were reflecting on that because he really didn't enjoy school, but he's thriving in this new environment. And so we were talking about testing and how they actually use the homework process to test. So it's not like you do homework, you have quizzes, and then all of a sudden you have like a unit test. It is pretty much everything that you do is a test. And they're testing your knowledge, your skills, your ability to solve problems, your attitude, who you are as a person, your character throughout the whole time. And I said, could you imagine going through, I think it was 16 weeks of A school and only having, you know, like 10 tests? And he was like, well, that would be nice, you know, well, from a 19-year-old, right? But the incredible amount of information and skills and character building that they're doing in just 4 short months is huge. They have to test all the time so they know the results of the test so they can give you proper intervention. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely want the people who are charged with, you know, kind of protecting us to know their stuff, right? And so another thing is we need to know what our strengths and our weaknesses are. So that I'm a firm believer in working on your strengths and your weaknesses. If it's consistent, you know, hey, I'm not really good at that. All right, you need to start delegating, giving that to somebody else, right? I'm not a believer in spending a lot of time working on your weaknesses because that honestly is just going to frustrate you. Okay. So sometimes when we are having these tests of life, it really is showing us do more of this and less of that. And then, you know, one of the things, let's take it to the spiritual woo-woo side, is that we actually, all of us have, you know, a ton of angels that are around us. And one of the angels that's around you is the angel of temptation. And a lot of people think, oh my gosh, that's, temptation is a bad thing. We don't want that. But in reality, this angel is kind of like our teacher angel. So in the school of life, this is your teacher angel that you have with you your whole entire life. This angel knows the curriculum that you're working on, already knows what you're good at, what you're not good at, is developing different tests and kind of trials throughout life to help us learn the things that we say are important to us, right? If we say our value is connecting deeply with others and having relationship, we might need to work on forgiveness. Okay. And so you're going to be given opportunities to forgive. Kind of like, you know, an old adage, you know, never pray for patience because you'll get what you pray for, right? Lots of opportunities to be patient. And so, you know, this angel is going to give you test after test after test. Now, here's what's going to happen. We know this. Science knows this. Listen, the science of learning has showed us that there is a developmental process when you're learning anything. Now, I'm not going to go into that because I could teach on that for hours. But basically what I'm saying is that when you're learning a new thing or having a new test, like, a, you know, maybe you've passed first, second, and third grade in this life issue, right? And now you're on the fourth grade curriculum, all right? So you're going to have to pass a new test. It's just a different test than what you've been kind of shared with in the past. So you got this new test. So first thing that's going to happen is you're not even going to be aware that that's a test. So you're going to fail. And you're going to be like, wait, what? What just happened? and then it's going to happen again. But you're going to be aware sooner. And that's usually when my coaching clients come to me and go, oh, I've got a problem. And I say, ah, yay, awesome. Right? And then they get frustrated with me because I'm excited for them. But this is an important part of the process. And then after that, you know, you get to the point where you're able to recognize that the test is there, maybe not be able to soar through it, you know, you kind of like a person that's stumbling in the dark looking for the light switch, but you're at least aware that it's there. And then the next part is you can actually get to the point where you see it coming and you're like, okay, this is coming, right? And eventually you develop the skills and the knowledge and the things that you need in order to pass that test. Now, once you pass that test, your teacher angel celebrates greatly with you. Now, this whole process of being unaware of the test to mastery of the test, depending on what you're working on, the time frame is very different. And some people, they're working on some things that basically it's going to take you all your life to figure it out. And so it's important that as these tests are coming, we're not judging or blaming ourselves that the test is here, because that's silly. We all get tested, right? And that we get really curious about, well, what is this test going to reveal about me as a person? And then we take those results and we say, okay, well, what do I want to do with this? All right, so I completely fell flat on my face when I was doing this thing. All right, so do I need to ask a person for help? Do I need to read a book? Do I need to, you know, change the way that I'm looking at something? So in essence, you're taking all of that and you're not using it as a club to beat yourself over the head, but you're using it as an opportunity to, you know, make a change. Okay. So don't sweat the tests of life that come to you. Don't get all worked up about it. Just know it's a reality. It's going to happen. You're breathing in, you're breathing out. You will be tested. Okay. Again, you're not being punished. You're not being tricked. There's nothing wrong with you. This is a normal part of the process. Okay. And always use your results for good. Become a much more wiser person rather than someone who, you know, is more fearful and shaming yourself. Okay. So don't worry about those tests. Just figure out more about who you are and then make some adjustments. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. And with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.